Let us all say amen.
Amen.
I don't know about you, the more I live on this time side of life, and the more I can look into the future. And y'all don't look into the future? Okay. Because Paul said, James said, he that looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein and be not a forgetful hearer. I'm looking into the perfect law, and I know one day he's going to call me from labor to the other side. And I know that when he calls, it'll be too late to try to do some work for him. I know it'll be too late to try to get myself right. I know it'll be too late when he closed these eyes to say, Lord, I believe that you are. No, I want to work out my soul salvation while I got the blood in my veins, and I'm able to give him the glory and the honor that's due him. Once again, it is so good to see each and every one of you. We've been looking at this text for going on 7 months, 6 months and a half. And the more I look at the text, the more I have to raise some questions about my relationship to my God. And I hope and pray that you're doing the same, because in the final analysis, when we stand before Jehovah, when we stand before that judgment seat, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 10, Paul says we're going to all stand before the judgment seat of God, and we're going to give an account to everything that is done in the body. And then Paul says, whether it be good or whether it be bad. Verse 11 says, therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, I persuade men. And so I want to persuade someone this morning to stop and think about that when he calls you, what will the words be to you? Will it be, well done, thou good and faithful servant, or will it be, depart? It's not that I don't know you. I never knew you. And so as we once again look at this lesson in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul once again reminds those of us who have obeyed from the heart the gospel, 1 Corinthians 15 verses 1 through 4, and have been added to the body of Christ, Acts chapter 2 verse 36 through 38, Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22. Those of us who have obeyed from the heart this gospel, Paul says, now then that you are in Christ Jesus, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, you are a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And then Paul says, all things are of God who has reconciled us. And I don't know about you, when someone reconciles somebody, there's a debt to pay, is it not? If I was to write you a check and reconcile all of your problems, how would you feel? Huh? Oh, come on, y'all, work with me this morning. How would you feel? Would you be thankful? Or would you be so high-minded that that's what I'm supposed to do? See, I want to show you that on that cross, Jesus reconciled sinful man back to his Father. Do we deserve to be reconciled? No. But God looked down the court of time after he repented, he made us. He said, man needs somebody to take away the sins of all humanity. So he sent the very best of heaven, his Son, to reconcile you and I back to his Father. And now Paul says that we are in Christ. Now we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God beseech you, we pray you on Christ's stead. Be ye reconciled to God. Why? God made him to be sin. And if that don't motivate you, I can't help you. God made the very best. He made himself to be sin for me. He didn't know none. Do you know sin? Don't sit here. Yeah, you do. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Yes, he's reconciled me from my old sinful way. Does that mean I got a guarantee? Only if I walk in the light as he is in the light. Only if I remain steadfast and unmovable in my Christian walk, then I have the right to the tree of life. But we are ambassadors of Christ. And as ambassadors of Christ, it's important to understand God has chosen you to carry out the mission on this time side of life. That's why it's so important that we don't get wrapped up in ourselves. Amen, Walls. Because when you get wrapped up in yourself, you can't see what God wants you to do. But see, when you push yourself out of the way, God can use you to his glory. Title of the lesson this morning, The three W's that follow an ambassador. The three W's that follow an ambassador. And I want to show you that these three W's that I've come up with is something that the ambassador is always conscious of. The first W is the ambassador is wise. Amen. I used to think wisdom came from gray hair. Amen, Walls. I'm learning that wisdom comes when a man or a woman bathes himself with the Word of God. When a man or a woman not only bathes himself with the Word of God, he understands that his wisdom is not predicated upon nothing but the Word. The wisest man on the face of the earth said, Proverbs chapter 1 and round about verse number 5, a wise man will hear and will increase in learning. A man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counseling. Verse number 7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Verse number 8 says, my son, hear the instructions of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and a chain around thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, do not consent. See, a wise man, in these three W's that I'm going to talk about, I want to show you that an ambassador learns to be wise in everything he say and do for the Lord. He understands that wisdom comes when an individual bathes himself with the Word of God. That's why James would say in James chapter 1 and round about verse number 25, pure religion and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. How do you stay unspotted from a spotted world? Church, you got to bathe yourself with the Word of God. You got to stay in the book, and then you got to hang with folk. Amen. I'm learning that I can't hang with Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. I got to hang with those individuals that have the same mindset that I have. The psalmist said, Psalms division 1, verses 1 through 6, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight. It's where? In the law of the Lord. And in that law, what does he do? He meditates. You know, I'm afraid to say that we might not meditate as much as we think we do. Because the psalmist said, when you meditate on the Word of God day and night, you're going to be like a tree that's planted by the river of water. Not a tree that's planted out here in the desert, because when I look out there, them boys are dry. How many of us are dry this morning? Because the psalmist said, when you're planted by the rivers of water, you'll bring forth something. Okay. Amen. And I'm learning the fruit that we ought to be bearing is the fruit to show someone else that he's alive and well, because you can see him inside of me. He shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in its season. His leaves also shall not wither. How many of us leaves are withered? Yeah, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, see, your speech ought to be as it becomes the gospel of Christ. Amen. Whether I see you or are absent, I may know of your affairs. That's what Paul told the church at Philippi. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Only let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Christ. See, an ambassador is wise in what he say or do for the Lord. Therefore, that ambassador is preparing himself for service in the kingdom of God. He studies God's word. Why? Because his approval rating don't come from you. Amen. My approval rating don't come from you, even though you might think you can give me that approval rating. My approval rating come from what thus saith the Lord. That's why Paul told Timothy, you study to show thyself approved unto God. That's why Paul told Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and round about verse number 12, he says, Timothy, neglect not the gift. That's not it. That's not it, boy. I done got excited up here. But I want you to know that, see, when you are an ambassador of Christ and when you understand that the wisdom comes from the Word of God, you'll do exactly what Paul told Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 12. Paul says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou what? Question.
How many of us are examples up in here? Y'all quiet. Y'all quiet. Y'all can't, you can't raise your, because let me tell you something. You are an example one way or the other. There ain't no middle ground. You're either an example of Jesus Christ or you're an example to that other fellow. Amen. There's no middle ground. And I don't know who told us we can take the middle ground. Well, I'm not sure. Well, if you ain't sure, I'm sure. Because Jesus said you'll know his disciples how? By the love they demonstrate for one another. And so Paul told Timothy, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example to the believer. How should I believe, be an example to you? I must preach and teach the word of God. Whether you like it or not, my job is to preach the word of God. If you came to get your ears tickled, wrong place. Wrong place. And I know anybody that dons this pulpit ain't going to tickle your ears. Why? Because they got a responsibility to God first and foremost. And when you understand your responsibility as a member of the body of Christ is to God, you guess what? We'll stop tiptoeing through the tulips. Amen. When you really understand that God holds everything in the palm of his hand and he requires you and I to step up to the plate, you ain't got no choice in this thing. That's why Peter says it's best that you don't know the truth than to know it and to turn from it. I don't know how I got there, but this ain't going to cost you nothing. He says, let no man despise thy youth, but be an example to the believer in word, in conversation, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Paul says, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Paul reminds Timothy, neglect not the gift that is in thee, that was given thee by the presbyterian, by the laying on of hands of the eldership. Paul says in verse 15, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting, that thy example of life will be evidence to everybody you come in contact with. If I was to go around and take a survey of your neighbors, what would they say about you? Quiet. Ought not to be. They ought to say that that man there is a child, or that woman is a child of the Most High God. Why? Because when we speak as the oracles of God, men and women are drawn out of darkness into the marvelous light. He says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may be appearance to all. Verse 16, he says, take heed unto thyself, unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt save both thyself and them that hear thee. That's why I know I'm going to heaven. Amen, Wall. They don't have to talk to me this morning. I know where I'm going. I'm so confident because I'm going to stay with the book. I love you. I care for you. But if you don't want to heed to the word of God, there's not a thing in the world I can do for you. All I can do is point you to the cross. And why am I like this? Because he going to call me. Oh, yeah, the worms have been beckoning for me. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. And when they come and get me, guess what? They can have this old wretched shell because I'm going to put on a new body. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. The rest of y'all gone on back to sleep. I'm going to be transformed. And I don't know what I will be like. But Paul said, we shall be like he is because we're going to see him just like he is. Boy, and everybody that has this hope, Peter says, purifies himself. I don't know about you. I know one day I'm leaving here. Yeah. And you know something? It could be today. Yeah. Don't weep for me because I know exactly what God has in store for me. See, an ambassador of Christ, first and foremost, learns to be wise. That wisdom comes not from the cares of this world, but that wisdom comes from the word of God. And in this wisdom, in reading the word of God, guess what the word of God does to the believer? It inspires him. That's right. Boy, sometimes anybody can get up here and preach the word. And when you're on point and it hits the spirit of me, I can't help but to holler. That's the word of God. Y'all gone on back to sleep. You don't have to. I know that when you understand what thus saith the Lord, it's like the words of Jeremiah. It's like a fire shut up in my bones. I can't help myself, but I gotta speak. See, the word of God as an ambassador makes me wise, but it also inspires me. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be thoroughly furnished
for all good works. See, the word of God is what motivates us and what drives us. And as an ambassador of God, we must learn to be wise in what we do every single day of our life. And see, that wisdom that I'm talking about brings about a certain type of characteristic. That wisdom that I'm talking about makes an individual humble and submissive, because that wisdom is not from himself, but it's from God himself. Yeah. Romans chapter 12 and around about verse number 9. Look at what Paul says. He says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another in brotherly love and honor, preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continue instant in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, and bless and curse not. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice with them that rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Condescend. That word there means come off your high horse. Some of us are so holy we can't even. Let me go on back over here. Paul here says, condescend to men of low esteem. Be not wise where? In your own opinion. No, I'm learning that if I'm going to make the example of being an ambassador, I gotta let go and let God direct me, control me, and help me to speak as the oracles of God. The second W, not only is he wise, he's willing. That's right. Oh, yeah, I do what I do because I'm willing to make heaven my home. So that means I got to sacrifice some things. That means I got to do what God say to do, regardless of what anyone else says. Why? Because I have a commandment from God, and that commandment brings about a willingness to make a change. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Jesus, as he raises from the grave, said, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And Jesus says, stand, I'm going to be with you, even to the ends of the world. And see, and somewhere down the line, if you're not in the scriptures, maybe you're not in the scriptures. I'm learning that this has to be a personal challenge to each and every one of us. And the more it becomes a personal challenge to us, the more the world will see that we're true ambassadors of Jesus Christ. See, the ambassadorship that you've been blessed with is not for you to sit down and do nothing. It's not for you to just do whatever you want to do. The ambassadorships that you've been blessed with requires that you get dirty. It requires that you have a willing mind to do what God said. And matter of fact, it requires that you suffer some things on this time side of life that you can show men that you are willing to do what God requires us to do. See, the willingness prepares us to help all men see who we truly are. I'm willing to let you ridicule, belittle. Yeah, I'm willing. Because you know what? The glory of God rests upon me. It's in my book. It's in your book, too. On their part, he's blasphemed. But on your part, he is glorified. I believe that's 1 Peter chapter 4, around about 12, 13 and following. I want to encourage us. We must have a willing mind if we're going to be ambassadors of Christ. As willing minds of Jesus Christ, the world has a statement that it says about you and I. John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you is that you love one another as I've loved you. He says, by this all men will know that you are my disciples, by the love you have for one another. He's not only wise, he's not only willing, but guess what? He doesn't waver. Somewhere down the line, you got to stop wavering. And somewhere down the line, you stand for something. I'm a firm believer that he who stands for nothing will sit down for anything. Somewhere down the line, we got to make a stand. And if you look at what Jesus talks about making a stand, that means that you and I have to make a decision that we're going to stand for the Lord, and nothing or no one can hinder us in our Christian walk but ourselves. I've made my stand. I've said that I will stand for Jesus till he calls me from glory to reward. Amen.
That's right. I don't know about you. I got a reward coming, and I'm looking forward to that reward. See, in order to not waver, you got to keep your focus. Amen. Boy, it's amazing to me how we can focus on everything. You ever planned a vacation? Oh, yeah, you want to make sure every I is dotted, every T. You know, call the place 5 or 6 times to make sure they got your reservation. Make sure it ain't going to cost you no more than what you planning on spending. And boy, when you get there, you want the red carpet. Come on, y'all. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. The rest of y'all going on back. You want the red carpet rolled out for you. Why? Because you've made some reservations. Well, I've made some. I've made up my mind I'm going to heaven with you. But without you, it don't matter. And the only way I'm going to get there is I got to follow the example of Jesus Christ. See, an ambassador of Christ understands that he must follow the example of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 1, Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. And if there's ever been a time that we need some folks to follow Jesus, look at the world we live in. We got to follow him in our speech. The Bible says when he was reviled, he opened not his mouth. When he was led to be crucified like a lamb before his slaughter, yet he opened not his mouth. The Bible says, and we didn't even give him any kind of glory. Isaiah chapter 9, Isaiah chapter 53, in case you don't know where that's at. I want to encourage us as ambassadors of Christ, learn not to waver in your decisions for the Lord. Man, could you imagine being married and you wavered just before you died? Well, honey, I was faithful to you almost. She probably helped you on in the ground. We understand that from the physical sense. Why can't we understand that from the spiritual sense? Do you not know we're the bride of Christ? We are God's church on this time side of life, and he expects his bride to be perfect. What makes us perfect? When we repent of our sins. He expects you and I. 1 Peter chapter 5, judgment is going to begin where? At the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely make it, where will the sinner and the ungodly man be? See, we must learn not to waver in our Christian walk. And the way we don't waver is we have to follow the example of Jesus and the example of others. Hebrews chapter 12 and round about verse number 1, the Bible says, wherefore seeing also we are passed about with so great cloud of witnesses, what's the problem? Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. See, Jesus knew why he came to earth. He came to reconcile us back to his Father. And when it was time for him to go, he wasn't worried about a thing. Because you know why I know that? He said, I lay down my life. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to pick it up. And he said, if you do my will, when you lay down, I'll pick you up. Boy, that's some good stuff there. That's what motivates me, to know that when I lay down my life for Jesus Christ, in the day of the resurrection, he will resurrect me into a new body, and I will be able to live with him forever. An ambassador of Christ is wise, he's willing, and he wavers not in his Christian walk. He follows the example of Jesus. He prepares himself for service, and he's not willing to waver no matter what transpires in his everyday life. He is not willing to sacrifice when it comes to serving the Lord for somebody else, unless it brings glory and honor to the Father. He understands his mission. He understands his goal. He understands his responsibility. And when others don't, he stays on track. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you some individuals here. These individuals were willing. They were wise. And they didn't waver. In Matthew chapter 25, I want to show you some women here that knew something about not wavering, that knew something about wisdom, and knew something about being willing to serve the Lord. Now, if you know anything about Jewish history, when it came time for a wedding, the husband went out to acquire place for the household. And when he was to return, it's not like American weddings. You know, we let anybody in. You can come late. You don't have to bring a gift. You can just come whenever you feel like that. Not under this custom. When the groom came back, the door was shut and it was locked. And you could not get in, even if you was the second or the maid of honor. Watch this, because this is pretty powerful. Because Jesus here is showing the ambassador of Christ, you must be wise in your decisions. You must be willing to serve me in the midst of everything that goes on, and you must not waver and let no one cause you to waver. Look at what the Bible says. The Bible says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil with their vessels, with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarrieth, they all slept and slumbered. And at night, at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps have gone out. Don't miss that. When Jesus returns, you're going to have oil in your lamp? You're going to be on the right track, or you're going to try to get right when he returns? Very powerful. Look at these wise folk. The Bible says, but the wise answered and said, no, not so. Least that we not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man shall come. Church, an ambassador of Christ is a wise individual. An ambassador of Christ understands something about his relationship to God. He's wise. And if there's ever been a time that we need to use some wisdom in what we say and do for the Lord, look at the world we live in. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven. See, I'm learning, church, that I must be wise in the things that I say and do for the Lord. My yea should be yea, and my no should be no. And I should learn to do what God said. Not only is he wise, he is willing. That's right. How willing are we to proclaim the gospel of Christ? We got a whole city that needs us. Are we up to the task? Are we up to the mission? And how are we going to save someone? Just like you eat an elephant. Mm-hmm. One bite at a time, one soul at a time. Not only is he willing, guess what? He doesn't waver. That's why when it's time for kingdom business, I'm here. When it's time to do the will of the Father, nothing or no one stops me. Why? Because God has enlisted me as an ambassador of Christ. And I want to encourage you and remind you that when it comes to the business of kingdom, nothing ought to hinder us or stop us in our Christian walk. But I do want to remind you that in this Christian walk, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, we must walk and run this race with patience, with endurance, keeping our eyes focused
on Jesus Christ. I want to encourage us and remind us, be wise in your Christian walk. Be willing to do what God says and don't waver. You know, Satan tells you, you can miss Sunday. It's okay. You don't have to come back Sunday night. You know, we stopped it for a long time. You ain't got to come back here. You done been there this morning. But Jesus said to Peter, whatsoever you bound on earth, it's bound in heaven. That don't cost you nothing either. But I do just want to remind us, church, kingdom business ought to be first and foremost in our everyday life. Let us not be like these individuals that came to Jesus in Luke chapter 9. The Bible says in Luke chapter 9 and round about verse number 57, listen to this and see if we don't fall into this category. I'm guilty, been guilty, and guess what? If I ain't careful, I'll be guilty again. Amen. Because I'm learning in order to do what God says to do, we must learn to do it according to what is written in the book. The Bible says in verse 57, and it came to pass that as they went into the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee wheresoever thou goest. Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, birds of the air have a nest, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead. But you go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another said also, Lord, I will follow thee. But first let me go bid them farewell, which are at my house and at my home. Jesus said unto him, no man hath placed his hand to the plow and look back is fit for the kingdom of God. What are you trying to say? When it comes to kingdom business, nothing ought to stop you from doing God's will. That's why when the first day of the week roll around, it's not a matter of I have to be here because he command me. No, first day of the week rolls around, I want to be here. Why? Because I can commune with my brothers and sisters that have the same mindset, the same attitude. And then, most important, I can commune with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you, church, the three W's of an ambassador. He's wise. That's why I'm learning to keep this little monster behind this pearly white. I'm learning how to shed him down. And the only way I can shed him down is with the Word of God. And I think my family then got wise, too. You know how to shut you down? Just start speaking that book. You don't believe it? Try it. You cannot argue with what thus saith the Lord. Is that the right attitude? Is that the right example? What can you do but shut it down? And I'm learning to be willing to do the will of the Father. That's why when it's time to proclaim the gospel, I will go wherever is necessary. Why? Because I believe what thus saith the Lord. And wavering, if you want to go, I'll go with you. But if you don't want to go, I still got to go. I am not going to waver in my Christian walk because I've learned something in my 67 years on this time side of life. You don't have a heaven nor a hell to send me to. But I know who does. So I've learned my lesson. I've learned that I'm going to stay with Jesus. Hold your hand if you want to hold it. But if you don't, I'm going to do just like Jesus said. I'm going to dust the dust off of my shoes and move on. That sounds harsh, don't it? Don't that sound harsh? Jesus said it. I didn't. So, just want to encourage you. Members of the body of Christ, you're an ambassador. Stay on track. Don't let Satan pull you from your steadfastness. Those of you that are not members of the body of Christ, you've heard the word of God this morning. I hope and pray you received it in the spirit I tried to present it in. My whole purpose, my whole goal as a gospel preacher is to help somebody out of darkness to a marvelous life. And then to help those of us who are members of the body of Christ stay on the right track. I need you just like you need me. I need you to be honest, truthful. You know, I had a class this morning with the young folk. Can I say this, young people? Can I say this? We had a class this morning. And I asked them, well, what's the biggest problem that we fail to communicate? No trust. Why is there such a gap in the body of Christ? No trust. We've forgotten, I think sometimes as older saints, where we come from. I'm going to leave that alone. But I had a great time, and it's important. Your job is to look out for me. My job is to look out for you. And the more we look out for one another, guess what? Satan can't touch us. It's only when you decide to go left field and I decide to keep on the right field that Satan can destroy us. If you're here this morning and you stand in need, let it be known as together we stand and sing our song of encouragement. Somebody's knocking at your door. Somebody's knocking at your door. And oh, sinner, why don't you answer? Somebody's knocking at your door. It knocks like Jesus. Somebody's knocking at your door. It knocks like Jesus. Somebody's knocking at your door.